Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, hello, raw feeders. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffat, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. And yet, it is a gazillion dollar business. Why? Because they use a lot of fake names, a lot of names in their food that would persuade you to think that it's good to feed for your dogs, like raw wrapped kibble. What? What the heck is raw wrap? That wouldn't even be safe if that was truly the case, right? So today, what we're going to talk about are some other fake things, because I get this question a lot. People want to know, should they supplement once they get on a raw diet? And I'm going to say this, if it's supplementation of fake vitamins and minerals, the answer is going to be no, nada, don't do it. And you may be asking why. Well, we're going to go over that. But remember, you can get your dog on a species appropriate diet, a diet that is pure raw dog food. That's what we love about what we do, because it's all pure and it's nothing fake. And I don't know why this is confusing to people, but it is. They just believe that we need to put a bunch of fake stuff in food. You don't for the dogs. And we're going to talk about vitamins, because there are some breeders out there that have a multi-level marketing vitamin program. And I want to teach you today how to spot fake vitamins and minerals. Okay. Now, a lot of people love to give their dogs vitamins because they think it's helping the dog. You want your dog to stay healthy. But if it really doesn't do anything and it's made out of really bad ingredients, you don't want to be giving your dog fake vitamins. I think you're going to be shocked, really, about what vitamins are made of. What are vitamins made of? Okay. This is coming out of Dogs Naturally, who I love, and they do a lot of research. And so they put this piece together and it says, you know, here are a few examples of what vitamins are made of. And most people think that vitamins are natural, but most of the vitamins that you're going to find in dog supplements or food, they're made from waste products from the petroleum and coal industries and hydrogenated sugars. That does not sound good at all, right? Doesn't sound like something I want to put in my dog. So let's talk about this for a second. Let me just give you some examples of some vitamins, synthetic vitamins, what they are made of. Okay. Vitamin A is a petroleum. It's got refined fish oil, palm oils, methanol, benzene. This is what the fake vitamin A has in it. What about vitamin B1? Everybody's always talking about my dog's deficient in B vitamins. Well, not if your dog is eating a rotation of meat and of organs. But here's what the vitamin B1 is made out of: coal tar derivatives, hydrochloric acid, and acetotril with ammonia. I'm sure I'm not saying that one word right, but acetonitrile with ammonia. Yuck. What about vitamin B9? That's got formaldehyde. Everybody knows what formaldehyde is. How about B12? It has cyanide in it. You can't make this stuff up. So now we've got coal, we've got formaldehyde, we've got methanol, we've got cyanide. What about vitamin C? Everybody wants to give their dog vitamin C, although their dogs make vitamin C. Well, vitamin C, the synthetic form, is made out of hydrogenated sugar processed with acetone. Mm. Isn't acetone the thing that we take our fingernail polish off with? Yikes. What about vitamin D? Well, vitamin D, the fake form, is irradiated animal fat, cattle brains, or extracted with solvents. All right, so the cattle brains is fine, but what about the solvents? Not good. So these are chemicals, fake vitamins in food and in supplements. Do not do your dog's body good. And the truth is, vitamins are often made from these industrial waste products simply because why? It's cheap. It's cheap. And they last longer than vitamins found in real foods. So they can just sit their little skinny butts on the shelf and cause your dogs all types of problems once they ingest it. Okay. Do man-made vitamins work like natural vitamins? Well, let's talk about this. Most of the synthetic vitamins you put into your dogs aren't recognized by their body. So if they're not recognized by the body because they are man-made, what are they recognized as? And the answer to that is they are treated as toxins and excreted from the body. So this is why your pee is yellow and smelly when you take vitamins. It's a detoxification. It's a detoxification. Now, all of these fake vitamins are hard on your dog's kidney, and over time, they can burn out. The kidneys can burn out. So let's take a look at some vitamins and compare them to their natural food-based counterparts, which is what we do here at Raw Dog Food and Company. We allow the food and the vitamins to not be adulterated, to actually come from the food so that your dog's body recognizes those and uses those. All right. So vitamin A, natural vitamin A appears in food as beta carotene. And then your dog must convert this to vitamin A. And this is good because vitamin A is toxic in large doses, and beta carotene regulates how much the body converts. Vitamin B9, this vitamin appears in food as folate and is very important for DNA health. It's especially important during pregnancy. Synthetic B9 is called folic acid. Okay, and folic acid is unnatural, and the body can't fully convert large amounts of it into usable folate. So the synthetic artificial vitamin can be absorbed. However, this may carry unknown negative consequences. So these fake vitamins, even the ones that you and I take, are mostly made in China. China has a terrible track record when it comes to food safety. In 2007 alone, synthetic vitamin premixes from China killed over 4,000 cats and dogs. Yet China owns over 90% of the vitamin C market and in the U.S., and most of the vitamins in dog foods are manufactured in China and India. That fact alone would stop me from feeding anything that has the AAFCO seal of approval, because all of those are synthetic vitamins and minerals. So you guys, you want the real vitamins and minerals in your dog's food. Here is where the real stuff is found. When we're looking at vitamin A, and I want to say on my website, in the either the health section, it's in the learning center. It's going to give you all of these vitamins and minerals and where you can find them in the raw dog food diet. But if you're looking at vitamin A, where do we find that? Well, we find it in liver, salmon, mackerel, eggs, kale, spinach, sweet potato, pumpkin, squash, all of those different types of yellow, green peppers, and in dairy. So if you're feeding organs, you're going to have sufficient vitamin A. Now, the synthetic name, if you're looking in dog food, the synthetic name of vitamin A is vitamin A acetate, vitamin A palmitate, beta carotene, retinol palmitate, and retinol acetate. All of those are the synthetic form. So that doesn't sound anything like real food. So if you can't pronounce it, it's the synthetic form. What about B1? Well, where do you find B1 in the real raw diet? Mackerel, salmon, pork, venison, chicken liver, pork liver, just to name a few. All right. What about B2? Where do we find those in the raw diet? Meat and organ meats, eggs, leafy green vegetables, beans and legumes, even though we don't typically push those. They can be inflammatory, but there is going to be substantial B2 in meat and organ meats. What about B3? Again, it's going to be in fish and in beef. B5, trout, salmon, tuna, eggs, lean pork, beef, chicken, turkey, organ meat, flaxseed, cauliflower, dairy, lots of B vitamins in the raw diet. B6, you're going to find that in organ meats. Organ meats are just the bomb, seriously. You're going to find it in salmon. You're going to find it in turkey, chicken, pork, beef. All right there in the raw diet. B7. In the B7 category, you can find this. This is the natural name is biotin. Okay. Biotin. You're going to find these in kidney beans, spinach, asparagus, collard greens, the green leafies, romaine, lettuce, broccoli, flaxseed, cauliflower, squash. All right. Same thing with B9. B12. What about B12? You're going to find this in liver, heart, kidney, rabbit, chicken, turkey, pork, lamb, goat, bison, egg, beef, salmon, mackerel, sardines. B12, very prevalent in the raw diet. Very prevalent in the raw diet. What about vitamin C? It's going to be found in liver, kidney, heart. Okay, right there, that's the Wolfram Plus, and it's most of the blends we carry. Liver, kidney, heart, fish, spinach, the green leafies. Vitamin D, where do we get vitamin D? Eggs, sardines, liver, kidney, salmon, tuna, dairy. There's so many of these in the raw diet. We do not want to put the fake stuff in our dogs. Vitamin E, where do you find that? Bison, eggs, sardines, kidney, liver, brain, kelp, dandelions, turnips. There's a lot in the raw diet. And let's look at the last one, vitamin K. Where do we get vitamin K in the raw diet? Again, liver, sardine, eggs, halibut, kelp. Is there any reason that you would put fake vitamins in your dogs if they're made out of formaldehyde and coal and all these other chemicals that your body doesn't recognize? And when it doesn't recognize them, it treats it like a toxin and gets rid of them. You would not. You would not. Feed your dog a species-appropriate diet. Rotate. Make sure that you have ample organs. All of our blends are going to have a minimum of 10% organs. Some have a little bit higher, maybe 12%. You can go all the way up to 20%. sometimes 25%. Keep your liver at 10% and you're in good shape. If you don't like to mess with real organs, which I will tell you that dogs love, they love organs, you can get the guts and glory. Okay, that's a freeze-dried organ that we have. Make sure that you have bowel tolerance, that the dog is tolerating the extra organs well. All right, if you got too loose of stools, you can just back off. You guys, most of this is not super scientific. It's watching your dog, looking at your dog's happiness, their health, their coat, their teeth, their eyes, their energy. You're looking at their poop and their bodies. That you don't have to have someone tell you exactly what to feed. As long as you're doing variety, variety, variety. Variety, variety, variety. Beef, chicken, duck, turkey, pork, rabbit. All right? It's really, really simple. Don't make it complicated. Get your dog on a species-appropriate diet. Remember, the supplements that we have in our supplement section are real food. These are freeze-dried antioxidants, freeze-dried organs, freeze-dried bones. It is just all food. The phytoplankton is amazing. I love the phytoplankton. Super safe. You can use it every single day. Actually, all of these are super safe, or we wouldn't sell them. Somebody sent an email in and said, is it safe to give my dogs fish? Well, if it wasn't, we wouldn't be selling it. Is it safe to give my dog potency? If it wasn't, we wouldn't be selling it. As Neely says, these supplements don't interact with one another either. Can your dog decide that they don't like the taste of something if it has probiotics in it? Sure, they can. But as far as these are not pharmaceuticals, they are not going to be harmful to your dog. Although we do see people put too many supplements in and then their dog does not have good digestion or good poops. Okay, it's just too much for the body to deal with at one time. But rotate all of those as well. If you have any questions, you could go over to our website, Raw Dog Food and Company. You go to the contact page. There is a page that says, help, I'm overwhelmed. But I would ask this, prior to filling that out, make sure that you've gone over to the Learning Center and that you've read the step-by-step instructions about how to start a species-appropriate diet. It really comes down to this. How much does your dog weigh? What age is your dog? That'll tell you how much you need to feed. And then get at least 2 to 3 proteins to start out with. Should you buy PMR? Should you buy 80-10-10? Should you buy the ones with the veggies? It does not matter. It does not matter. If you're dealing with loose poops, get off every processed food that you can. Not much we can do if you're adding in a bunch of pharmaceuticals like flea and tick and heartworm, or you're doing a lot of rounds of vaccines. You might have some issues, but it won't be the food. It will be the toxins. Toxins versus real food. All right? Real food's always going to win. Real food is what sustains us. Thank you so much, you guys, for listening to the Raw Dog Food Truth. Please tell all your friends. Send us your questions. Go to rawdogfoodandco.com because here at Raw Dog Food and Company, your pet's health is our business. And friends, don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.